you are tuning in to Gordon GG's Audible Channel. Please stand by.
This episode is entitled
Is There Life After Facebook?
Hi, this is Gordon here. I hope you're doing fine. This week I took a difficult decision. I left Facebook. I deactivated my account, which is really a temporary thing I did, but I don't know whether I will return or not, and it's likely that I will stay off Facebook for good, at least. And I wish to explain why I'm leaving. But first, I must say that Facebook has been a great tool to connect with my friends, old friends, relatives, and to share ideas with like-minded people. So that aspect of Facebook is quite positive and helped me a lot in life, to be supported and so on. However, while I was happy with the idea of Facebook when I started using it, I feel that it has changed to the extent that I can't really live with the way it has been. It has turned out to be. Of course, many have heard about the revelations of Edward Snowden and how it seems that the US government is monitoring the activities of its citizens and possibly of other citizens living in other countries who may pose a threat to what is termed national security. And while there has been public outrage about this case and whether Snowden should be given refuge, I won't go into this issue right now, and I will perhaps deal with it in later episodes. But I feel that while it's right, we have the right to protest because it's actually infringing the privacy of citizens when governments monitor or survey the activities of their citizens. I feel that, on the other hand, we are already providing governments and other companies or businesses with enough information about us without really perhaps being aware of it. And that is where Facebook comes in. While privacy is a big issue and is something that many people care about, it seems that strange that people are ready to share a lot of personal information on a social platform that ultimately can be accessed by millions of people around the world. And while one may choose to delete or remove the account of Facebook, once we post information on the Facebook on the internet, it will remain there really forever. So, and I think that that is an issue that I have problems with, the fact that privacy, whenever we use Facebook to update our profiles, we are compromising our privacy. And another problem related to this issue is that we tend to be more open about our opinions, about our views, and even I suspect we also act impulsively many times, either to gain attention or to provoke controversy when we post on our walls or share links. And I find that we have become so impulsive that we sometimes flee to an imaginary, a virtual world when we are on Facebook. And while we may think that what we post on Facebook may not have any repercussions on our real world, real life, I think we will be wrong, because now that Facebook has gained a lot of followers, has gained a lot of members, it is more likely for people to know more about us, when even if more than we wish to share with others. And that is a problem, even if we are seeking employment, or if we are already employed, if we are students. And so it puts more pressure in a way, and we really, I think we avoid dealing with this issue. We think that it's harmless to post things on Facebook, and we often engage in posting without thinking, amazing, and without considering what the implications of what we're writing will be. And even we may be angry at that particular moment and later regret what we posted. But since what we posted is visible, has been there for quite a long time, it will be noticed even if we decide to delete it later. So that's an issue. The other aspect of Facebook that I am seriously really grown tired of is the commercialization of the enterprise of Facebook. It has become more a place where business and commercial activities has been linked to who we are. And I think that once we become our identities become too linked to businesses or companies, we tend to lose integrity. And I feel that integrity is a thing that is precious, and that we should preserve it. And when we express our like for a product, for example, we are in a way being selling out. That's the word. We are selling out we may find that the organization, the business that is producing the product is employing people without respecting their human rights. But then we do not care really. We have become insensitive to the fact that our marketing and commercialization has made things, has made products more important than people, and I find a problem with that. And another issue that I find with Facebook is the fact that it has made me at least more dependent on it. And this dependency has many negative consequences. Before, I used to check my profile, my wall, many times, and it is rather addictive, and it can mean that we live our lives on the internet without having real contact with people, which is not always good. It's not good, in fact, but it may be good in some cases to connect with other people online, but that's not reality. That's not really what life is about or what life should be about. And my dependency on Facebook has compelled me to ask, what would life be without Facebook? Because we all had a life before Facebook, at least those who were born after the 80s. Probably had a life out of Facebook. Without it, we could live all right without having to check what our friends are doing and so on. And so I decided that it's time to sever the attachment I had with Facebook and start rediscovering what life was like, before I became hooked to Facebook. And why leaving Facebook will be difficult right now, is difficult in fact right now. I think I've lost too much to Facebook. I wish to regain my claim to integrity, my claim to freedom, because I want to feel like I had been before I started using Facebook. And I think that's why I've decided to leave Facebook. More than anything else, it is to reclaim my freedom to be, reclaim my independence. It was Independence Day a few days ago, so it may be appropriate to use independence as an example. And while I don't want anyone to take this to leave as a an episode against the Facebook. If you find value with it, if you find value in it, then go ahead, it's no problem. But I just wish you to think more about the implications that Facebook can have and how Facebook affects you in your daily life. And yes, I think there is life after Facebook, and Facebook may not be there forever. And as with anything else, Facebook may one day grow less popular and lose its current market share. And consider what would you do then? Would you be able to get on with life as you did before? Think about it. And that's all from me. I hope you enjoyed listening to another episode of my audio channel. I'm Gordon GD, tuning out.
To keep up to date with what Gordon has been up to, follow him on Twitter at Gordond. That's at Golf, Oscar, Romeo, Delta, Oscar, November, Golf, Tango in the phonetic alphabet.
If you like this, you may also enjoy more content by Gordon found on his website located at http://www.gordongd.com. If you wish to comment on this episode or any past one, send an email to gordon@gordongd.com. Please include the word "boo" in your mail. Thanks for listening and feel free to share.